So here are the dynamics of success. A mandate, a commitment, a lot of fortitude, sacrifice, whatever necessary, attitude, spirituality, and help. Don't you love those words? Amen. Brother, that's what's going to take. Those are the dynamics of success. And they're built upon desire and passion, and notice it goes right into commitment, and commitment just keeps on flowing. True. The fact of the matter is today we have too many quitters because people don't know why they're doing what they're doing. And that's a deep statement. There's a lot to it. We have too many quitters because people don't know why they're doing what they're doing. They're doing it for all the wrong reasons. Well, I did it for Dr. Drummond and he let me down. Well, glory to God. Well, it happened sooner or later anyway, so you might as well relax on that, baby. And who have you let down this week? Oh, you see, if somebody can let you down and you're going to fail, you might as well fail now, but someone's going to let you down. And in the final analysis, if no one lets you down, you let someone down, so someone got let down. Get real, wake up and get yourself a life. You say you're being a little hard today, Dr. Drummond, aren't you? Well, you know something, folks? Being a success is pretty hard. Who said success comes easy? Would you like to introduce me to this person? You know, you need a reality check if you hope to be a success. And you can't just do this thing like a good old boy. You can't do it like a good old boy. And I mean that respectfully. If you're a good old boy, forgive me. I don't mean that in a negative way. But you can't be casual about this thing called success or you won't be a success. Success is hard work. See, we're living with too many movies written by perverts who only see lives through the slime of their own emotions and feelings and sexuality. And they aren't real and honest about it. And as a result of which, all of us are looking for the big S on our chests. And there isn't one there. We're looking for the great white horse. And there isn't one there. We're looking for the perfect relationships. There isn't one there. The perfect marriage, the perfect job, the perfect opportunity. It's not there. You know, I've read a lot of books on success over the last 40 years. And it's fascinating to me that unanimously people who succeed define it in terms of hard work. They define it in terms of hard work, not easy work. It's hard work to succeed. It's hard work to succeed in a marriage. It's hard work to succeed in a friendship. It's hard work to succeed in business. You know, you can't be a philosopher and succeed. Talk bull. There's just one solution, go. It's like getting in a canoe in the middle of the ocean. Honey, you can admire that ore all you want. You can varnish your ore, you can stain your ore, you can polish your ore, you can write volumes of books on ores. But until you put that thing in the water and start rowing like crazy, that boat's going nowhere. That's hard work. It's hard work. It's hard work putting up with people all the time, which you don't like them all the time. Have you noticed that? Sometimes folks are just downright irritating, and they just irritate you. And they just say things that upset you. And they do little twitchy things that you say, man, what do you do that for? What's the matter with you? It's not easy to be a team player. But there's always someone, or perhaps several people on the team, who just rub you the wrong way. But you know something, folks? When you get your mandate from Jesus, you can trust in the fact that he put the right team together.
That's true.
Amen. And that you need what the Bible may call an uncomely part. Everyone needs an armpit. But I've never seen an armpit on the cover of a magazine, have you? You know, you just grab the magazine and there's this big, huge, ugly, hairy armpit stuck there with perspiration running down it. Oh boy, I'm getting that magazine. I love that. No, you're only a pervert with like an armpit. But we need one. We've all got two. That's how badly you needed one. God gave you two. I'm talking silly talk now, but I'm telling you the truth. There's just always a good reason to quit.